This week's Parsha, as we know, we read about the amazing spectacle of Maimed Har Sinai. And when you go later on in Chumash and Parshas Va'eschanan, this is repeated. And the Torah says, Raki Shamar Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha Miyod. Make sure and don't ever forget. Pentishkach Es Hadvarim Asher Ro'o Einecha. Upen Yasuru Milavavcha Kol Yimei Chayecha Yom Asher Amadata Lefnei Asher Malukecha Bechored. Says the Pasuk in Parshas Va'eschanan, this was not just a historic event. This is not something that just happened once in our history and then we move on. This is something that we need to make sure that we remember for all eternity. Pen yasuru milavavcha. And the Rishonim have a dispute exactly how to understand and interpret this pasuk in Parshas Va'eschanan when it refers seemingly to the day of Maimon Har Sinai. So we look at the Rambam. And the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Rotseach Ushmiras HaNefesh. Why is it there? What does Maimon Har Sinai have to do with Hilchos Rotseach Ushmiras HaNefesh? Well, you will see in a minute. Says the Rambam, Echad HaGag VeEchad Kol Davar SheYesh Bo Sakana. If you have a roof, the Torah says we have a mitzvah to build a makkah because we're afraid that somebody may get hurt or somebody unfortunately can get killed. Kegon Shehoyselo Be'er or Bor BeChatzero. For example, not only if I have a roof, but what if I have a pit in the middle of my backyard and the same kind of consequence could come about if I'm not careful about it. Whether it has water in it, whether it's not, says the Rambam, we have an obligation to make sure that we do whatever possible to take away a michshol mepnei sakanas nefashos. If there's a concern that somebody can endanger their lives, we have to do whatever precautionary measures are possible to stand in the way of that happening. Says the Rambam, how do I know that this is a mitzvah saseh? Because the Torah says, Hishamar lecha ushmar nafshecha miyod. Because this pasuk in Parshas Va'eschanan, the Rambam basically splices. And the Rambam says that this pasuk is telling us that we have to make sure, Hishamar lecha ushmar nafshecha miyod. You have an obligation to look after your own life and to look after the lives of others. And therefore, says the Rambam, we need to do whatever possible to make sure that nobody will ever get hurt and certainly that nobody should ever lose their lives. And the Maharsha in Maseches Brachos brings down this Rambam. The Rambam himself brings down the Rambam, obviously, but the Maharsha alludes to the fact that this is a very strange interpretation of a pasuk. You're totally misrepresenting what the pasuk says. Read the pasuk again. Hishamar lecha ushmar nafshecha miyod. That's not the end of the line. It says, the introductory comment is, look out for yourself and be very careful that you will never forget the day that you stood at Har Sinai and all that took place on the great mountain when you spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did the Rambam learn from there that you just take the first phrase and look at it by itself, look at it individually and take from that some kind of message that doesn't really make sense, says the Maharsha, doesn't seem at all to be talking about what the Rambam assumes. And not only that, he quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where a mayor says, Kala shocheach davar echad mi mishnaso. Somebody who forgets a word of Torah that they once studied, male alav akasev ki ilu mischai ben afsho. It is considered as if I have committed suicide. Now, that's a very extreme position. But how do we know that? He learns it because the pasuk says, Hishamar lecha ushmar nafshecha miyod. Make sure you don't forget, and your life is on the line if you forget. And so much so, we have a Gemara Menachos Daf Tzadites, where the Gemara also goes along with that kind of understanding. Kala shocheach davar echad mitalmudo over belav. If somebody forgets Torah that they have studied in their lives, they violate a los asei shevet Torah. Where do we find a los asei to forget one's learning? That is learned from our pasuk, Hishamar lecha ushmar nafshecha miyod. And that is why the Maharsha finds this Rambam very troubling. How did the Rambam reinterpret a pasuk, put a period where it never was, and just splice a pasuk in half and learn two different things from one pasuk? And this is something that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos writes is a extremely important principle to keep in mind, that we have to take responsibility for the Torah that we learn. It's not good enough to come and to study and to invest of ourselves, but we need something more than that, and that is an absolute commitment, not just to the study of Torah, but also to the mastery of Torah, that we're going to understand what we learn, and that we're going to walk away with something tangible from what we study as well. The importance of retaining one's learning is so primary in our understanding that there's a fascinating tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi. As we know, I was just at a shiva home yesterday, and we got somebody up from shiva, and he's a member of the Daf Yomi in our shul, and he said, you know, one of the major problems of his shiva, he said, obviously, he's mourning the loss, and he's you know, in a very difficult place, but he said, one of the major problems of the Shiva is now I got to catch up on 7 Daf Gemara. I'm 7 blot behind. So I said, take the day off. You know, you have to reorient yourself anyway. Sometimes it takes time. Take the day off and learn the 7 blot. I don't know if he listened or not. He's welcome to do what he wants. And I said, you're lucky it's Maseches Brachos. He said, you're right. Brachos is a little easier, but they just started the 6th Perek, which things get a little complicated in the 6th Perek. Up until here, it was pretty easy. But anyway, part of the reason why an Avil is not allowed to learn Torah. Why? Why would you say an Avil is not allowed to learn Torah? Isn't that the greatest thing to do when one is in solitude, when I'm by myself, I'm in my house? Maybe I should be studying Torah. The answer is no, because the assumption is Pikudi Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev. The assumption is that Torah makes us happy, Torah makes us excited. And therefore, this person who is supposed to be in a state of Avel, who's supposed to be in a state of mourning, should not be engaged in activity that is going to be Misameach. However, the Chacham Tzvi has a shaila. What about somebody who wants to review Mishnayos while he's in Avil? Why does he want to do that? Because he has some kind of program that he does in his schedule where he reviews a perek of Mishnayos every day, and this is the way that he's always going to remember it, whatever it is. And the Chacham Tzvi says, now unfortunately he's sitting Shiva, and the question becomes, I know that an Avil is not allowed to learn Torah while he's sitting Shiva, but maybe this person who has a regimen of how much he studies every day and how much he remembers, maybe there's a concern that if he doesn't study the Mishnayos as he normally does, he's going to forget his learning. And the Chacham Tzvi says, Ein lecha davar ha'aved gadol mizeh. Chacham Tzvi says, we absolutely would allow for that, because Ein lecha davar ha'aved gadol mizeh. There is nothing that can be more dangerous for a person than for them to forget their learning. And therefore, he says, part of learning Torah is not just the act of study itself, but it's also the retention. And if this is something that you feel is going to hold you back, it's going to hinder your ability to retain the information that you already have in your mind, in your head, then obviously, Ein lecha davar ha'aved gadol mizeh, we would allow a special dispensation for this person to study Torah even during Avelos because of that consideration, which once again just highlights the fact that Torah study is not just like any other study, and Torah study is not good enough to show up. It's not good enough just to learn. One also has a responsibility to take the retention of the information to a very serious level and to do whatever we can to do that. So that is the second interpretation of this pasuk, which is make sure that we don't forget our learning. But the Ramban on Chumash presents yet a third interpretation of this pasuk. What does the Torah mean when it says, Hishamar lecha ushmar nafshecha miyot? What does the Torah mean when it says, be careful, pentishkach hasadvarim asher ro'einecha? Don't ever forget what happened at Har Sinai, says the Ramban. Why is the Rambam taking me all the way to Hilchos Shmiras HaNefesh? I have to be careful not to get hurt. That can't be what it means. And why are the others saying that it means I should make sure not to forget my learning? Is that what the pasuk says? The Ramban says, here it seems that we have a mitzvah saseh, every day perhaps, to remember the story of Maimed Har Sinai. As simple as it seems. And I ask you, not everybody has time to say the Sheish Zechiros in the end of the Siddur every single day. Most people are running out before Aleinu. So the question is, when do we ever fulfill that mitzvah that the Ramban describes here of making sure that we remember that vision, that inspiring image of Har Sinai, of God coming down on the mountain and giving us the Torah? When do we ever actually do that? And the Ramban says this is what the Torah means on the very basic and simple level, that this is what we should all be remembering every single day of our lives. Where do we ever do such a thing? And the Torah addresses this issue in Simen Mem Zayin. And there the Torah writes that every day when we have the opportunity to say the bracha, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim, V'nasan Lanu Es Torasa, we say it in Birchas HaTorah every morning. It's part of the Birchas HaShachar. Part of what we have in mind when we say that, says the Torah, is that we should remind ourselves of this mitzvah to remember the moment of Kabbalah's HaTorah at Har Sinai so many thousands of years ago. And therefore, says the Torah, if the Ramban is correct that this really is a mitzvah saseh every day to remind ourselves of the moment of Kabbalah's HaTorah when it all started, then this is what we should be thinking of when we say Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim V'nasan lanu es taraso, that God shows us. At that moment, we became the Am HaNivchar, and also the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us His Torah as a gift for being His Am HaNivchar. And therefore, He says, This is something we should think about. He writes as well that in Birchas Kriya Shema, when we say, Uvanu v'charta mikol am v'lashon, what does it mean that God chose us? It means He chose us, and therefore we have responsibility. And that responsibility comes from the laws of the Torah that He expects us to uphold. And therefore says the Magen Avram and the Tur, and the Arizal writes the same thing, that this is an idea we should be considering every day when we say these words, Uvana Bacharta, V'kerav Tanu L'shimcha Gadol Sela Be'emes, that You have brought us in close. That was at the moment of Maimed Har Sinai, and this is something we should be considering. When we know the story of Har Sinai took place in our parsha, we know that the Torah describes it as V'har Sinai Oshan Kulo. It says that Har Sinai was filled with fire and smoke. Why? Mipnei Asher Yarad Alav Hashem Ba'esh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down in fire. Vayacharad Kala'am Kala'armiyot, it was a spectacle, but people were afraid. It was just so overwhelming to be in the presence of that environment. As beautiful as it was a very fearful place to be. And the Kutzker has a very famous word on this, and he says that we can learn something from Maimon Har Sinai, and obviously, like the Ramban says, we're supposed to remind ourselves of the experience of Maimon Har Sinai, but writes the Kutzker so beautifully that sometimes a person feels very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayar ha'am vayanu. You're very overwhelmed, you're very inspired by some kind of moment that you have. And you have an opportunity to experience godliness, to experience a real inspiration in your life. And yet he says it's still possible. Vayar ha'am vayanu. The Jewish people could stand there and they're shaken up and they're watching everything and they're hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak from his own mouth, kavayachol, and still the next words in the pasuk are vayamdu merachok. You can still be very distant. You can still be very distant because if somebody is not willing to take upon themselves to be inspired and to take that inspiration and do something with it, then of what good is the whole moment? Of what good is the whole inspiration in the first place? And therefore he writes, when we think about Kabbalah Sator, when we consider what that moment was for all the Jewish people, remind ourselves as well that it's possible in life for a person to be in the most inspirational moment, to hear the Ribbono Shel Olam himself speaking, to accept the Torah at Har Sinai, and Vayar Ha'am Vayanu, to be very shaken up by it, and yet, Vayamdu Merachok. Somehow, if you don't take it and concretize it and make it into something real, you can still be very distant from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, writes the Kutzker, it's an idea to consider as we once again go through the Parshiyos of Kabbalah Sator. It's an opportunity for us to remind ourselves of this, that the Ramban says, the mitzvah of never forgetting the experience of Maimon Har Sinai, understanding the significance of Bechiras Yisrael, appreciating what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, V'nasan lanu es Torah, because He chose us. And also, like the Kutzker says, it's an opportunity to think how serious we are about inspirational moments that we have in our own lives, and how much we take away from those experiences that we all have the opportunity to share.